now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call it.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Can you hear it? Can you feel it? It's the Mumbo Beat, and this week we look into the Mumbo craze of the 50s from the big names of Mumbo. This is the place where bright fluorescent neon mixes with the white jackets of the mariachi band. It's smoky, sweaty, and passionate. This is Mumbo Fever, and boy, it's spicy. I think a conga line is forming. It's Coop Cooper with the Cocktail Nation, looking at all things Mumbo, as we kick off with Dom Halpin and Mumbo on the Cocktail Nation. Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Maybe I'm the one that you should treat right. Maybe I'm the one to stay through the night. Cause baby, I'm the only one here who knows how to mumbo. If you let me try, you know what I mean. And if you don't, then baby, I'll cause a scene. Cause baby, you're the only one here who knows how to mumbo. Ah, baby, baby, can you see what one dance would do for me? Yeah, baby, you got it and you only know how to mumbo. You need to find a girl before you can go. And when you're ready, baby, we'll take it slow through a mumbo. Ooh, my heart's on fire with your eyes all so blue. And there's only one thing left we can do. You found the flame when you asked me to do a mumbo. Ah, baby, baby, can't you see what one dance would do for me? Ah, baby, you got it and you only know how to. Said everything that we want through mumbo. Ooh, we're playing a game of finding the moon in the sky. I stop by looking, baby, deep in your eye. I never find it, that's the reason why we should mumbo. Oh, baby, baby, can't you see what one dance would do for me? Baby, you got it and you only know. Baby, you got it and you only know. Baby, you got it.
Nation. We'll be right back.
Cocktail Nation Mumbo Jumbo with Dave Barbel. He was actually married to Peggy Lee for about 9 years. They met when he was with the Benny Goodman Orchestra in 1942. Sadly, his drinking got in the way of his marriage with Lee. He passed away at the age of 53 in 1965. And to my knowledge, Mumbo Jumbo was his only success. Now, the modern mumbo began with a song called Mumbo, written in 1938 by brothers Ortez and Cachao Lopez. Here's Cachao talking about how it all came about.
La calidad que tiene es una cosa que está representando todas nuestras raíces de todas las épocas.
We have all these types of music that are part of our roots. The contradance, the traditional rhythms such as the danzón, and many, many others. My brother and I took all these traditional sounds and turned them around. And that's how in 1937 we came up with the mambo.
Cachao Lopez and Mumbo on the Cocktail Nation.
The Lounge Lothario.
Coop Cooper.
Donation Lounge Leader Coop Cooper and Rupert Clemador with Mumbo Metronome. You know, in the 1950s, the New York City Press started to publish articles about an emerging mumbo revolution in music and dance. Recording companies began to use mumbo to label their records, and advertisements for mumbo dance lessons were in local newspapers. New York City had made mumbo a transnational popular cultural phenomenon. By the mid-1950s, mumbo mania had reached fever pitch in New York. The mumbo was played in a high-strung, sophisticated way that had the Palladium Ballroom, the famous Broadway dance hall, jumping. and the ballroom soon proclaimed itself as the temple of mambo for the city's best dancers, the Mambo Aces, Orgian Margo Rodriguez, and of course, the famous Cuban Pete. They gave mambo demonstrations there and made a reputation for their expressive use of arms, legs, head, and hands. Barbara Craddock talked about this amazing venue to PBS.
First time I was at the Palladium, I would say is one of the highlights of my life. I was just a teenager, and I was out to dinner with my parents, and they took me to the Palladium. And we sat down, and my mother was wearing a mink coat and jewelry. And here was this mixture of people, every race, every color, every creed, all dancing together. The MC came out and said, and here they are, the couple you've been waiting for, Cuban Pete and Millie. And the audience went crazy, absolutely crazy. They came out and they did this wild mambo. And you have to remember that he was tan, café con leche. And she was white. And in 1955, to have a mixed couple dance on a stage, any stage, had never been done before. And he took her in one of the steps and he put her between his legs. And my mother went, oh my God. It was like watching liquid velvet.
Here's the Cocktail Angst now and Muy Psycho Mambo on the Cocktail Nation.
If you're feeling mighty low, 'cause some gringos got you sad, don't stay home and suffer, it will only get you bad. Go to where the music plays and some hip bats prepare, and be prepared to dance away whatever made you mad. Hey boys, give me a Muy Loco Psycho Mambo. This is a Muy Loco Psycho Mambo. We'll be right back. This is a muy loco psycho mambo.
Nation.
Gokta Nation, Coop Cooper, with the man who played with all the big names of Mambo at the Palladium, Mr. Bongo, Mr. Jack Costanzo with the Peter Gunn Mambo. One of the biggest names in Mambo was Tito Puente.
My parents came from Puerto Rico, naturally, and they lived in Brooklyn. Most of the Puerto Ricans that came at that time, in the 20s, you know, and all that, they came by Brooklyn. It took them 5 days to get here on the boat. And but eventually, anyway, they extended themselves all over New York. But my parents moved to New York City, Manhattan, because El Barrio, that was the neighborhood. But most of the Puerto Rican people live there. I gained my experience because musicians have to gain their experience playing out in the street. It's very important. You can study in a university, a conservatory of music, a music school, whatever. You learn how to read music, naturally, and all that. But then for you to pay your dues, really, get out there and learn, you have to really go into jam sessions and things that like that. And I grew up with that type of training, and that was very important, exposed to that kind of music, either jazz or Latin, right in the neighborhood. So that's what helped me a lot for my future, naturally. Of course, then I worked with the Jose Corbello Orchestra. It was a very famous Cuban pianist here in New York, had a wonderful band. And then I played with Pupi Campo, who was a very big name here. And these bands, I was like their steady drummer all the time. Of course, before the war years, the main band, my mentor, which I really got into, was the Machito Orchestra. Now, Machito Orchestra was the most advanced, I would call it Latin jazz now, but at the time we didn't use that name. But there was a big band, naturally, under the direction of his brother-in-law, Mario Bausa, who was an excellent jazz musician, arranger, saxophone, trumpet player, played with Cap Calloway's band for years, Chick Webb, all these big jazz orchestras, and he was the leader of the Machito Orchestra, and he was one of my mentors, taught me a lot about playing, performing, rehearsing bands, because I worked with Machito for quite a few years. I must have been about 13 or 14 years old, I was already playing with Machito. And by the time I was 16, then the war came around and I was drafted to the war service, and that's when I left the Machito Orchestra. Now today it's all over the world, naturally. The recognition of Latin music has grown big. I've been 14 times in Japan already, and Australia, and all over Europe. So our music is really getting exposure today because people love it. We have no bilingual problems anymore. People love our rhythms, and that's what they dance to. The percussion, the rhythm. They don't dance for a flute player or violin player. They dance to the conga drum, the bongo drum, the cowbell, the timbales, you know. That's what people really dance to. So that's why the music is becoming very, very, very popular and exciting. All this kind of beginning, I was involved there too. So I was learning at the same time there about my instruments, how to play it. And I was more or less a role model to the other young guys that were coming up along, see? And my role model was naturally Montesino, the man with the Happy Boys, because he was a typical player. He taught me a lot of the Cuban way of playing a danzón, real typical rhythms. And through that experience and playing out in the streets and studying, that's how I developed my own style of playing timbales. And which then throughout the years later, I developed more and more, and I did percussion albums, and the young people were really into percussion, and that's where I am today. At the beginning of my recording career, I started with a company, Chico Records. They were very popular at the time, and they were into the music, the real good mambo music that we used to play. And the president, George Goldner, loved Latin music, and he was a good dancer, too. And he used to hang out around with us a lot at the Palladium Ballroom. And was really into the music. He loved it. He used to take off and loved it. So he was the man responsible, really, for starting off my career recording-wise. Of course, Santana was a very important part of my life, too, because he recorded one of my tunes, and he gave me credit as a composer, too, which is Oye Como Va. And it's an internationally known tune all over the world in different languages and all that. Everybody's played that tune. And if you don't play that tune in your repertoire, that means you're not into nothing. And Santana, he just got a Lifetime Achievement Award in Washington, D.C. at the caucus there. And he played Oye Como Va with us. It was indeed a thrill for me. And I thanked him so much because every time he plays Oye Como Va, I get a royalty check.
This is Andy Nizzell, Tiki Joe's Ocean, Deep Greaves, CSG Sound.
Extra dry, extra cold, rocks glass, no rocks,
three olives.
The Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
This is the Cocktail Nation. Music.
Donation, Coop Cooper, Ethel Smith, and Tico Tico. Of course, Tico Records is one of the big names for Mambo when it comes to record labels. Now, the word Mambo means conversation with the gods in King Congo, the language spoken by the Central African slaves taken to Cuba. I tell you what, I certainly got that right, that's for sure. Time to take a look at the world of swank now, thanks to TikiDelights.com. Coming up June 27, it's the return of the Son of the Thing from Lake George. March 15, 16, and 17, the Tropic Magazine Mod Weekend, which is coming up for 2013. This is going to be held in sunny Fort Lauderdale. In March, the A2 Jive presents Grable's Get Together. This is over at the Rettendon Memorial Hall in London. Otto's Grotto, the first Wednesday of the month. That's a regular at the Forbidden Island, 1304 Lincoln Avenue, Alameda. The Hooky Lounge, June 6 through to June 9 in beautiful, sunny Fort Lauderdale. Tiki Cowboys every third Thursday throwdown at Tiki Terrace in Illinois. And Primitiva and Hi-Fi, a regular gig for you in New York City every Tuesday, PKNY 49 Essex Street in New York City. And don't forget Tiki Oasis coming up August 15. The Hula Billy, the Hawaiian Hoot Nanny coming up. More details, TikiOasis.com is the place to go to. Of course, if you'd like to send me some details about your event, happy to get it up on the website, through the social media, and of course on the radio show, email thecocktailnation@gmail.com. Back into the music with the Blue Dahlias and Brazil on the Cocktail Nation.
Brazil, where hearts were entertaining June. We stood beneath an amber moon and softly murmured someday soon. We kissed and clung together. Then tomorrow was another day. The morning found me miles away with still a million things to say. Now, when twilight dims the sky above, recalling thrills of our love, there's one thing I'm certain of. Return, I will.
Vou cantar-te nos meus versos, Brasil, samba que dá bambuleio, que faz xingar o Brasil do meu amor, terra de nosso Senhor. Abre a cortina do passado, tira a mãe preta do cerrado, bota o recongo no congado. É o Brasil do meu amor, terra de samba, meu senhor. Brasil, Brasil, meu Brasil, Brasil, meu Brasil.
The Cocktail Nation.
Welcome to the Can-Can of Mumbo. The sugarless death. Maya Diablo, can help Mambo, Maya Candias, Maya Diablo. Well, a Dior gown flips a depth arrows. A sweet help from her damn lines. Can help Mambo, Maya Candias, Maya Diablo. Candias, Maya Diablo. Well, there ain't a no mystery to woman. Just a slick trick and a coat of blinds. Diablo. Can help Mambo, Maya Candias, Maya Diablo. Die on stage, the right of use your act in the obituary page. Showbiz is dead. Showbiz is dead. You're working it hard, you're working burlesque. You're getting ripped and you're getting stripped and you're stressed. It's showbiz is dead. Showbiz is dead. Can help Mambo. Maya Candias, Maya Diablo, can help Mambo. Maya Candias, Maya Diablo, Maya Candias, Maya Diablo. Thank you.
Cocktail Nation, lounge leader Coop Cooper, Jimmy Vargas, and Can Can Hell Mambo. You can grab his music through Dionysus Records, and word on the grapevine that some of his novels are set to be released through Dark Moon Press. It's been a wonderful show playing some new and some old, some classic mambo. And I'll tell you what, we're going to play a little bit more of this over the coming weeks, because this mambo music, I tell you what, it is infectious. There is no doubt about that. On the show next week, we're talking men's hats with John Penman from Penman Hats. And I'm going to leave you with Pink Martini and No Hay Problema on the Cocktail Nation. Stay hip.